The word of God is quick, powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword. This is the Moment of Impact with Pastor Abraham Odey.
Hallelujah. Welcome to yet another Moment of Impact, and I'm your host, Pastor Abraham Odey. I want you to know that God has been reaching out to us specially through this series on evangelism and soul winning. Today, I'm going to be sharing with us on travailing to prevail. I want you to know that you need to travail in order to be able to prevail. Souls are not just saved like that. You must pray in the harvest. You must pray in the harvest. You must travail for souls. I'd like you to know that soul winning is a battle. Soul winning is a warfare. There is an opposite force that fights souls from being saved. And that's the more reason why just mere preaching alone does not make much difference without traveling in the place of prayer. In Isaiah chapter number 66, if you read verse 7, it says, before she traveled, she bring forth. Before her pain come, she was delivered of a man child. Who had had such a thing? Who had seen such? He says, shall the nation be made to bring forth in one day? Or shall a nation be born at once? For as soon as Zion travail, she bring forth her children. I want you to know that soul winning is a battle. Soul winning is a warfare. And that's why we must learn to pray, learn to travail in the place of prayer for souls to be saved, for souls to be delivered. That's why you could hear Paul speak words like this. He said, my little children with whom I travail as in childbirth, that Christ might be formed in you. Travail, it means that you need to travail in order to be able to prevail. Paul travailed for the Galatian church again. That's in Galatians chapter number 4, verse 19. He said, my little children, to whom I travail in birth again until Christ is formed in you. Again there means he did it before. He's repeating it again so that Christ can be formed in them. So it means it takes a travailing to be able to prevail, to be able to win souls, to make men come into the kingdom. It takes a travailing in the place of prayer. I had this story about a pastor, a missionary pastor, who was posted to a place where he went, and that place was highly diabolic. And then one of the nights he was sleeping, and a live snake came around him and coiled around about him, and he knew that it was some real battle. He prayed in tongues for a long time, and finally the snake decided to release him, even though it seems to be taking life out of him at a point. Then this pastor got a relief. Early the next morning, he got up and decided to go back to his mission agency and told them he needed a change. He's not continuing again. They withdrew him, sent a second pastor who didn't understand that there was what battle. On getting there, those forces submerged him. He died there. After that, they sent the third pastor who understand that he was going into a terrain where there was serious battle. And by the time he went with that understanding and confronted those powers, those witchcraft powers in that land, it was also a trying one for him. At the point I learned, the same snake came again, coiled around him. He prayed and prayed and prayed until that snake turned into an old woman and finally fell and died. And people were so surprised. And he continued preaching the gospel. The whole people in this village, seeing that, turned to God in mass. And the church of God in that village blossomed. I want you to understand that soul winning is a battle. It's a fight. And you need to put up a fight in order to what harvest soul. I want you to understand that soul winning is not something that just happened because the gospel is being preached. No. It is important that we preach the gospel, But we must back it up with what? A travail in the place of prayer. And this kind of travail is real labor, is real hard work. It's like a woman who is in labor is confronting powers, confronting territorial forces, confronting demonic powers, witchcraft powers, occultic powers, confronting principalities, confronting rulers and dethroning them, and now releasing men from the captivity, because there is a force that does not want men to be saved. And if they must be saved, we must learn to pray them out of that bondage, out of that captivity. In the book of Ephesians, you can see Paul speaking about Epaphras, who was one of the book of Colossians, chapter number 4. Paul was speaking about Epaphras, who was laboring in prayers for the church in Colossae. Epaphras, laboring for the church. Verse 12 of Colossians chapter 4. He says, Epaphras, who is one of you, a servant of Christ, salutes you, always laboring fervently for you in prayer, that you may stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. He says, for I bear him record that he had a great zeal for you, and them that are in Laodicea, and them that are in Hierapolis. It means Epaphras took it upon himself to do the travailing, to do the praying, so that souls can be saved and delivered, so that souls can be established in the kingdom. It takes a travailing, it takes a real passionate kind of praying to be able to pull soul out of the snare of Satan, to pull them out of the snare of the devil, and to help them see the light and serve the Lord. And this was the business that Epaphras gave himself to doing. On one occasion, we saw that Jesus saw multitude coming to him. It's like he has been on with this work. But when he saw this multitude of people, he was moved. The Bible says he had compassion on them. For you to be able to travail for sinners, for you to be able to also preach to them, for you to be able to help them come to the saving knowledge of God, you need compassion. You need compassion, real compassion. It takes a compassionate heart to go all out for sinners. Yes, in Matthew chapter 9, verse 36, you will see that. He said, but when he saw the multitude, he was moved with compassion on them, because they faint and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. Then he said to his disciples that the harvest is truly plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he will send in for laborers into the harvest field. So I want you to know that with the volume of the harvest, we need to pray so that there will be more laborers. We need to pray so that the yoke of bondage will be broken. We need to pray so that men can come to God in mass, in their large numbers. We need souls in quantum, in their numbers, coming into the kingdom. And that cannot just happen like that, because the enemy will want to contest it. We must pray. We must loose men from the shackles and the bondage of Satan. He says, right from the days of John the Baptist, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence. See, the violent take it by force. Men have been forcing their way into the kingdom. It takes a forceful advancement for the kingdom to move forward. It doesn't move forward just like that. The devil will never give you what you deserve. He will only give you what you forcefully demand for. I decree in the name of Jesus Christ that the spirit of travailing prayers, let it come upon you in the name of Jesus. That from today, you will begin to travail until you prevail. You will travail for souls, and you will see them come into the kingdom in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I want you to understand that soul winning is real business. And when you spend time praying for souls to be saved, the souls of your brothers, your sisters, your uncles, your friends, your colleagues, your neighbors, it is real business. Receive the passion and the grace and the compassion for souls to go all out doing that. In Jesus' name, amen. Everyone hearing the sound of my voice that is not saved, I pray for you that you will have an encounter today by this word in Jesus' name. And if you want to give your life to Christ, you can just pray this simple prayer. Say, Lord Jesus, today I open my heart to you. Give me an encounter. Destroy the power of sin and death. Help me to live for you and walk in righteousness. Help me to know you, to believe in you, in Jesus' name. Come and be Lord over my life and be my Savior. Thank you for saving me. I believe that you paid the ultimate price for my salvation. Let it become a reality in my life today. In Jesus' name, amen. If you pray this prayer, I'd like you to know that it's a powerful prayer anybody can pray. Look for a Bible-believing church and identify and keep serving the Lord fervently. God bless you real good. Till I come your way again, keep listening to The Moment of Impact right here on Worship Pass Radio. God bless you.
If you wish to learn more about Moment of Impact with Pastor Abraham Odeh, go to worshippersradio.com/programs and you will find all the details you need.